This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
And now, introducing to you, the positive film buff,
Levi Patton.
He's positive. He's positive. Positive.
Hello, I'm Levi Patton, but of course, I prefer to be known as the positive film buff, the only film buff in the world that is unable to hate any movie or even see flaws with it. Here we are, the final Friday of November, which means it's the final day of Disney month. So what movie have I chosen to wrap up this month? Well, I could not have picked a more brilliantly correct movie to review today. It's a movie that has such brilliant animation, an all-out wonderful story, and such powerful and excellent songs that are so unforgettable. In fact, so unforgettable that you literally cannot get those songs out of your head. Oh, what the heck, let's just review what I'm reviewing today, Frozen. When it first came out in the year 2013, it practically took over the world. Frozen was the first Disney animated film since probably The Lion King to have turned into such an epic, unforgettable, grand Disney experience. Many people still love it today, they still love the characters, and they're still singing the songs, to the point that some people are desperately trying to get Frozen out of their heads. But I believe it's practically impossible to ever get this out of your head. And I think there's one reason only. Frozen is a pure masterpiece in Disney animated films, especially in today's era. But now, let me go into more detail as to why Frozen is such a beast when it comes to magnificent Disney films. In the Kingdom of Arendelle, there lives two sisters, the eager and ditzy Anna, and the shy and mysterious Elsa. Elsa, who was about to become queen of her kingdom, was born with a magical but uncontrollable power to release ice and snow from her hands, and her power had led to such a tragic event that caused the king and queen of Arendelle to keep Elsa and her power hidden away from the entire world, including her sister Anna. On the day of Elsa's coronation as queen, Anna, who has met and fallen in love with a prince called Hans, accidentally reveals Elsa's powers to the whole kingdom, causing Elsa to run as far away from Arendelle as possible. But in the process, her powers accidentally cause the whole kingdom to be trapped in an eternal winter. Anna is now determined to find Elsa, believing she can break the curse. And so, joined by an ice deliverer named Kristoff, a pet reindeer named Sven, and a talking snowman named Olaf, who wishes to discover summer for himself, Anna sets out on an incredible quest to find Elsa and find a way to save Arendelle from this eternal winter. I pretty much said the whole basics of this story here, because one of the most magnificent things about this movie is that the story is not an entirely basic one as I made it sound. The story contains such powerful and unforgettable themes, as well as such brilliantly written and wonderful characters. It actually turned what looked like a basic Disney animated adventure into a magnificent Disney animated adventure. You may be wondering, how did this movie turn into an epic masterpiece? But I'm pretty much going to say that if you want to know, you've got to see the film. But if you already have seen the film, I believe you know that this story is pure magnificence, and easily one of Disney's best ever stories. The hugeness and powerful natures of the story also mesh very well with the usual entertaining Disney elements, including some clever humor, exciting adventure, and a great deal of positive heart. It also contains probably some of Disney's best ever characters. Anna, Elsa, Kristoff, Olaf, Sven, and Hans are each so brilliant, so memorable, and so entertaining. If you were a teacher looking through a student project of creating unique Disney characters, and if these characters were created in that project, you'd give that project an A+ grade immediately. The voice cast is also extremely solid and wonderful in their respective memorable roles, including Kristen Bell, Idina Menzel, Jonathan Groff, Josh Gad, Santino Fontana, and Alan Tudyk. It's not just the writing that made this movie big, though. I believe there's two more elements that made it big. Number one, the animation. My goodness, the animation is truly so spectacular. It creates such a wonderful world and setting, fills it up with such dazzling visuals to make several scenes in the movie so much more epic, and goes to prove that Disney animation can be so beautiful to witness in a CGI setting. And number two is the songs. The one thing in the movie you truly cannot get out of your head. No matter how hard you try, the songs will always find a way to get back into your head. They're that memorable and unforgettable, and for good stinking reason. The melodies are wonderful, the settings the songs are placed in are great, the lyrics are insanely fantastic, and the vocal performances from the cast, especially from Kristen Bell and the wonderfully talented Idina Menzel, are truly amazing to hear. The song Let It Go, especially, I think it's some of Disney's best ever songs. The music is wonderful and the lyrics are brilliant, not only capturing Elsa's character fully, but also, in my mind, containing a similarity to one of Walt Disney's great passions, Keep Moving Forward. And don't get me started on Idina Menzel's powerful vocal performance on the song. I already knew Menzel was a shining singing talent thanks to her role in the musical Wicked, and she really does knock it out of the park again here. So yes, in the words of a huge Disney fan like myself, I love Frozen. There is a reason why it's so unforgettable and achieves such huge prominence in pop culture, because it truly is that spectacular and brilliant. The story is amazing, the characters are amazing, the animation is amazing, the music is amazing, the voice cast is amazing. Everything in Frozen is practically amazing. It's so amazing, it's become one of my all-time favorite Disney animated features, my all-time favorite Disney films in general, and it's the best Disney film of 2013, and the third best Disney animated film of the 2010s decade. The number one animated feature of the 2010s goes to Zootopia, which I reviewed already. Practically, Zootopia is the king of 2010s Disney animation, but Frozen is most definitely the queen of 2010s Disney animation. And I'm also eager to see its sequel, Frozen 2, as well. Because Frozen is one of my favorite Disney films, I'm more than happy to let its huge popularity rage on. Because it truly never bothered me anyway.
Today's world is more competitive. Challenges are more complex. Industries more rapidly changing. Employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.